Well, you know, you've heard my bio. We owe a debt of gratitude to the university, the quality of life and everything that we have here. Where would Logan be? What would Logan be? It'd be a wonderful city. But look at the depth of what the university does for Logan. Some would say maybe we'd be a Preston, and Preston's fine. But the university, you look at the arts, and you look at everything that's going on, the depth is amazing. And with my affiliation as the alumni president and trying to bring in scholarship, trying to work, I meet with Stan about on a monthly basis at his home. We talk about what's going on up here, and I talk about some of the stresses that are going on with the apartments, with all of the housing issues. What can we do together, work together? How we can make sure that we work together with the USU Police Department, how we make sure that your corridors in and out of the university when it comes snow time of the year, that we meet your demands, because there are hills to the university, 12th and 8th are both some of those roads that are main corridors into the university. Of course, 89 is run by UDOT, but it's all a constant discussion, and we're right now in a power discussion with Utah State because of the cogen. We're right now working with a rate. We've been about 4 months, 5 months in this discussion trying to settle on where we're going to be in the future with our rates with Logan City and Utah State.